Funding for Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer is provided by Hawaiian Legacy Reforestation Initiative.
I was invited to attend a Greek wine tasting and reception at the Dolphin Bay Resort in Shell Beach, California. It was hosted by Ileana Stengo, owner of Domaine Porto Kouros Winery, which is situated 7 hours north of Athens, Greece. It was an illuminating experience for me, as I had no clue that Greek wines have evolved to become serious contenders among the world's finest producers. I was also amazed to learn that some Greek rootstock dates back more than 4,000 years. I also learned that Domaine Porto Kouros is the largest organic vineyard in Greece and the third largest winery in all of Southern Europe. In addition to producing indigenous ancient Greek varietals, the winery also specializes in French Bordeaux-style wines. I'm Tom Wilmer. Come along and join me for a visit with Miss Stengo. But first, we'll visit with Amy Olson, a marketing assistant for Miss Stengo's Roadshow of Fine Greek Wines. So here we are at the Lido restaurant.
Beautiful day.
So the reason that you and I are here has to do with Greek wines.
Yes, well, we are here introducing the wines of Domaine Porto Kouros, one of the largest wineries, actually the third largest winery in Southern Europe and one of the largest wineries in all of Greece. It encompasses 2.5 regions of northern Greece and Macedonia. And the wines are beautiful indigenous varietals for the most part of Greece. Greece has over 300 indigenous varietals, and
wow,
we're really proud to be showing the wines as the fine wines and competitive international varietals that they are.
And this is Greek wines brought to a whole new level for a lot of us. My experience with Greek wines is the little Greek restaurants and some, you know,
maybe a little Retsina.
Some pretty down and dirty wines. And yet, here it is in the best sense of France and California wines.
Yes, yes. Well, you know, Retsina is quite a tradition in Greece and part of the history of Greece. You know, the pine resin isn't exactly what we associate with a fine wine, but it is an important tradition in Greece. But Greece is much more than Retsina. Greece, like I said, has over 300 indigenous varietals and is producing fine international varietals. It's great to see them being appreciated. The really nice thing about Greek wines too, I think, Tom, is that the price point for the wines is so competitive. You can get a beautiful Greek Malvousia, which is an indigenous varietal with beautiful floral notes and really nice structure and, you know, wonderful sipping wine or wonderful food pairing wine for about $15 a bottle.
It reminds me of the Chilean wines, and that there's the same thing. There's some awesome Chileans, but they can't do the price point of Napa.
Exactly. You know, some of the wines that we're pouring here with Domaine Porto Kouros, one of their flagship wines is called Chateau Porto Kouros, which is a Bordeaux blend, and it's considered one of the finest Bordeaux blends outside of Bordeaux.
Wow. That's pretty impressive.
For about $25 a bottle.
Wow. And they've done pretty well in international wine competition.
Oh, beautifully. They've consistently won golds and silvers in most of the international competition.
And I understand they have a full-time presence in California, I think San Diego-based?
Yeah, Old World Vines has been importing them for the last 2-3 years, based out of San Diego, but we're now distributing them West Coast to East Coast.
How about Midwest, Dallas, or Chicago?
Chicago has a very prominent presence for Greek wines. So we are spreading the good word of Greek wine. So help the Greek economy and buy a bottle of Greek wine.
All right.
So one of the exciting things about the tasting that we're doing today is that we're very honored to have Ileana Stegu with us, who's the president and one of the family owners of Domaine Porto Kouros. She is traveling with us on a tour of California, and she's here to visit with folks and talk about the wine and the winemaking process and talk with you a little bit more about the wines themselves.
Thank you so much.
Sure, you're welcome. My name is Amy Olson, and my company is Empire Events.
Amy, thank you. Ileana, and
yes,
you are from Greece.
Yes, I am from Greece.
And here you are on the California Central Coast.
Yes, we are here for a big road show. We already start from Denver, Colorado, to San Diego, Los Angeles, and now that we are here.
So it's Greek wine that brought you here.
Of course, the Greek wine, we want to promote our wines because we export in the U.S. We really want the consumer to taste our wines and to understand what we offer as a Greek wines.
So are you representing more than your own family wines?
No. I represent only my own family wines. Mm-hmm. We have an estate. It's located at the north part of Greece, near Saloniki, the second big city in Greece. Mm-hmm. And we are the largest private-owned vineyard in Greece.
Wow. And how old is the vineyard? Where does it date from?
From the decade of 60s. We started cultivating our vineyards from 1963 till now. Because also we have a resort there with 5-star hotels, and our chateau, it belongs to the small historical boutique hotels in Europe.
Tell us about what vines they planted, what types of grapes they started growing, and do they still stick with that?
They grown French varietals like Cabernet Sauvignon, Cabernet Franc, Syrah, Merlot, Viognier, Senzo, and also Greek indigenous varieties. We have the famous Malagousia, the one that you're going to taste tonight. It's one ancient Greek variety. It was really extinguished in Greece. We found the root, our estate found the root, and we revived that variety from 1973 and after. We are very proud for this wine because it's very aromatic, very crispy, very balanced wine. Now the whole Greece has this variety because of Porto Karas.
So it didn't really exist commercially then?
No, now it exists all over Greece. Mm-hmm. And the second one that we are really, really proud for that is the oldest red Greek variety, Limnio. Comes back from ancient years. They say that 6,000 years ago that we had that variety. It's written in Plato and Aristotle's texts, and also it's referred to Homer books.
Wow. So if you want to go back in time and taste the wines that they had in the Bible days and before, that's what you would have.
Yes, we have that wines. They are marvelous wine. The Limnio is a red dry wine. It's a PDO wine. PDO means an appellation, because the whole zone of PDO Melitón and PGI Sithonia is all in our domain.
Let's talk for a moment about the processing of your wine. Do you stick to very traditional and ancient methods, or do you go high-tech?
No, we go high-tech nowadays. We follow the French vinification. We have passion and patience, and today we have our wines with that two, abilities.
Do you add yeast, or do you rely on native yeast fermentation?
No, we add yeast.
Just to be sure.
Yeah.
What is your favorite wine?
We have a lot of them, Melisanthi, that we export here in USA. Melisanthi is the daughter of God Dionysus, the Greek god of wine. Mm-hmm. And we have also Chateau Porto Karas, is our flagship in red wines. It's a Bordeaux blend, but with a Greek touch. Has Cabernet Sauvignon, Cabernet Franc, Merlot, and Limnio inside. Also, we have a French wine with its 50% Cabernet and 50% Syrah. It's the Magnus Baccata. Also, we have the oldest Greek white variety. It comes originally from Santorini Island. Assyrtiko is a Santorini variety, but also we have another expression in our estate because we are located at the north part of Greece, and it's more fruity, less minerality, and the acidity is very well balanced.
Let's talk for a moment about temperature and soil characteristics compared to France. It must be similar.
Yeah, it's almost similar because we are the same latitude with San Francisco, Bordeaux, and our domain are in the same latitude. The soil is sandy clay and schistolithic soil, and the temperature, it's around 26 to 28 degrees Celsius during summertime.
So quite warm.
Yeah, quite warm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a microclimate.
I presume that in the wintertime you have some very cool nights.
Not really, no.
So we have
because we are from zero level next to the sea, our vineyard, till the 450 meters altitude, so they're not so cool nights. The forest that it's around our vineyards protects the whole area.
And back to the wine from Santorini, the name again is?
Assyrtiko.
And is that an ancient wine? Did that grow on Santorini for a long, long time?
Yeah, it's around 4,000 years ago. It's a very ancient Greek white variety.
Mm-hmm. So you don't have to come to Greece to get your wine.
No, you don't have. We are selling here our wines, and we have an importer here, the Old World Vines, and we sell to many places around here.
So on the Central Coast, can you think of any?
Here we are today in a Lido restaurant. They have also Malagousia and Limnio, and in many other locations.
I'm Michael Pavlidis, the Vice President of Old World Vines, and I'm the importer of Porto Karas wines. Actually, I have worked with the wines even back in Greece from 1989,
nice.
Actually, before even Eliana had the wines. And I want to mention that since Eliana's Stegu family started having the resort and the domain, the wines have stepped it up a lot. Within less than a generation, I believe they caught up at least five, six generations, and I believe that the white wines of Porto Karas, especially Malagousia, Assyrtiko, Melisanthi, and Athiri, are world-class wines.
So here in California, on the Central Coast, where might you find the wines in a retail store?
Actually, in Central Coast, we are new, and we already have put the wines in six places, and we're expecting another 10 places to be placing the wines. Here at the Dolphin Bay Resort, Lido has Malagousia by the glass, Magnus Baccata, and Sateau Porto Karas.
Would you find the wine in San Francisco, LA, New York,
yes.
Chicago?
Especially in California, because we're a San Diego-based company.
Uh-huh.
You'll find it in San Francisco at K&L. You find it in Alameda at Duvan Fine Wines. In
LA Wallis.
At Wallis. You find it at High Time in Costa Mesa. Like in the high-end places, you'll find these wines.
Price point, what is the range
from? The range is there between $16 to $30.
Very competitive then.
We are very competitive. The prices in some wines, I believe that for the American people is like a steal, because we want the American people to understand how good the quality is. And I believe that very soon these wines, they're for a bigger level. I mean, I believe that these wines cost a lot more, but it's a strategy to go like this and then down the road to get the price that they deserve.
Briefly, would you describe your wines as European in style or California fruit forward?
I would say that they are more ancient world. I believe that we're closer to a French style, low alcohol. Our whites are stainless steel. People here love it, especially with this kind of weather we have here in California. I mean, this is like to sit outside, watch the ocean, and drink a nice Athiri, a nice Melisanthi, a nice Assyrtiko, a very beautiful Malagousia. By the way, Malagousia was golden best of the class with Sunset International competition, and at the Hearst Castle was the wine that within 1 hour was extinct, because everybody, with the word of the mouth, they start saying, you know, what's the best wine? They say Malagousia, and you should see the line
Wow. That
was in front of me.
And also Sateau Porto Karas, the red wine that we have, it's a Bordeaux blend and got the gold medal in Texas this March 2015 in Texom competition, wine competition.
Wonderful.
Also in Berlin, Porto Karas received two golds, one in Malagousia 2014 and one in Sateau Porto Karas 2005. By the way, Sateau Porto Karas 2005, if you find it, just get it fast.
Keep
it. Why? Because if this was like the correct price, in my opinion, should be above $100. And Now you can find it in the market around $25. This is a steal. Seriously, this wine is amazing.
I'm going to write that down. Your town is how far from Athens?
It's 7 hours driving, or you can catch a plane from Athens to Saloniki, is the second biggest city, and after it's 1 hour and 10 minutes driving from Saloniki down to Chalkidiki Peninsula.
And like you said, there's five-star resort.
Yes, and we have also a present for our American friends this year, because I'm here. We give 35% of all the accommodation in our hotels. We have 1,000 rooms, 2 5-star hotel, a marina, a golf court, a casino, our Sateau, and so many other things to do.
So you never have to leave.
Yeah, and I'm going to tell you something that's important for us. We got the gold medal in wine tourism industry as the best accommodation estate in the whole Greece. We do tailor-made experience for wine. We have two very big wine spas that you can do think, you know, therapies and everything from the wine. So you can drink your wine on the beach, or you can go and see around the vineyards, our chateau. You can taste and combine our wines with the 11 restaurants that we have in the resort. So it's a big experience.
Nice. I want to go.
Okay, you are very, very welcome.
All right, and our website?
Yes, our website is www.portocaraswines.gr, and also has a link to the resort.
My name is Michael Pavlidis.
And my name is Ileana Stengou from Domaine Portocaras, Greece.
Ileana, thank you so much.
You are very welcome, Tom. Thank you very much.
And how do you say thank you in Greece?
Ευχαριστώ.
I'm not going to try that. Thank you.
Thank you.
I'm Tom Wilmer reporting from Shell Beach, California.
Funding for Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer is provided by Hawaiian Legacy Reforestation Initiative.
Hawaiian Legacy Hardwoods and Four Seasons Resort Maui at Wailea invite you to sponsor a legacy tree and contribute to the biodiversity of Hawaii. Legacy trees can honor an individual, commemorate an event, or memorialize a loved one. Every tree dedication is a living legacy and a gift which grows grander year after year. The best time to plant a tree was 20 years ago. The second best time is now.
The Hawaiian Legacy Reforestation Initiative was recently awarded the prestigious Phoenix Award by the Society of American Travel Writers. HLRI was one of four recipients of the prestigious award that recognizes international organizations actively involved in conservation, preservation, beautification, and anti-pollution campaigns that further the growth and appeal of travel destinations.
You've been listening to the Lowell Thomas Award-winning travel show, Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer, a weekly featured podcast on NPR.org, produced by California Central Coast NPR affiliate KCBX. Our San Francisco-based associate producer is Molly Blaisdell, covering the San Francisco Bay Area, the island of Maui, and the South Pacific. Our Wisconsin-based associate producer is Julie Henning, and Lauren Hayes is our technical assistant.